This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
As a former Bay Stater yourself, just to remind me that I had some long days on the basketball court against those guys.
A guy named Pete McLaughlin was a great basketball player, played for Providence, was a good close friend. He'd say, Joe, you got to know how to know. You got to know how to know.
You know, you were a star player for Regis High School, led the team to the championships.
Well, first of all, a mild correction. I played basketball. Whether I'm a star or not is up to others, and we didn't win the championship.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden, the First Lady, were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should.
Did you forget the rules?
You're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated. Those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children and not yet eligible, that you can enjoy the holidays.
Well, label me thankful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The problems that already exist with respect to inflation. And as you know, inflation is a tax on the working and middle class more than it's a tax on anybody else.
All those economic problems add up to a big political problem for the president. Is all of this his fault? Of course not.
We'll talk about it when you want to talk about it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 919. It's now obvious Chuck Schumer does not go through a TSA line at any airport like the rest of us, because if he did, he would see the 25 TSA agents working any gate in America. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff you got to do. I mean, if somebody said to me, you know, that we don't have anyone who can check your artificial hip, Mr. Carr. We don't have a male or a female, because I always say, if you don't have a male, I'll take a female can do it. I don't care. Just get me through here. A dog can sniff wherever he wants, as far as I'm concerned, as long as I get through. I don't want to miss my flight. I want to get the hell out of Boston. If I miss my flight going back to Boston, it's not such a big deal. But if I don't want to miss it going down to Boston, going out of Boston to Florida. Excuse me. 844-500-4242. We still got a lot of show planned here today, and we're going to get to it right after we do the Chump Line.
The loss of the land of the free is the price we pay for Biden's free lunch.
Not sure that's quite true, but I like the way you work the word free in there twice, because there's definitely a lot of free lunches going on. What is the Haitian Creole word for free lunch? What is the Arabic word for free lunch? What is the Spanish word for words for free lunch?
Well, there won't be any cheers for the Patriots at this year's Super Bowl, but hopefully there'll be plenty of cheers for Joe Biden. It would be the greatest Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, and we think a lot of people have heard the chant. The Super Bowl gets the biggest number of viewers every year. Over 100 million people watch the Super Bowl, and they could hear, "Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon." The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a father's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country. But throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying. I'm not sure that Pete would have brought a lot to the table of this national crisis.
Joe Biden here. My wife, Dr. Jill, who's a real doctor, by the way, told me I didn't need a mask at a restaurant this past weekend because masks are just as effective as my administration. No joke.
He's sophisticated. Come on. They went out to this fancy French restaurant in D.C., and neither of them were wearing masks. But again, they're sophisticated. We have the a sound cut here from Jen Psaki. Cut 26.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
Well, I think what we are referring to is a photo of them walking out of a restaurant after they had eaten, masks in hand, where they had not yet put them back on yet. So I would say, of course, there are moments when we all don't put masks back on as quickly as we should. But I don't think we should lose the forest through the trees here, and that our objective here is to get more people vaccinated, make sure that that schools and companies around the country can put in place requirements to save more lives and keep people
blah,
safe.
Blah, 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 as Greta Thunberg would say. Mistakes were made, as Bill Clinton would say. You know, how many times have you seen people get yelled at because they put the mask down over their nose, right? So they're not in full compliance with the deep state. But so it's okay for Jill and Joe, the lovebirds, to just have the mask in their hand. Can I just have the mask in my hand the next time I have to go in someplace where I'm supposed to be wearing a mask? Will that be okay? Or am I not sophisticated enough to get away with the mask in the hand routine?
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, Charlie Baker continues to sink to new lows, now sending letters to correction officers saying their exemption was an error. His election was an error. Miss me yet? We're going to be fine.
As a matter of fact, Small Duvall, I do miss you. And again, it looks like they've changed the they've sent out letters to thousands more people, changing the wording of their denials, just like they did with the correctional officers last week. They said earlier that they sent out letters saying you successfully demonstrated you should get a religious exemption, but now the new letters are going out. There's nothing about successfully demonstrating anything. It's just our way or the highway.
To show his solidarity with American Democrats, Justin Trudeau has abolished ice hockey and outlawed the word puck.
Is this still an appropriate chant? Can you still keep your job in the Canadian Civil Service if you chant, "Let's go, Justin! Let's go, Justin!"
Or maybe even a puck, Joe Biden.
I wasn't going to go there, Jared, but since you did, it's okay.
Jim Psaki is full of hockey. Joe Biden is always lying. Pete is on retreat. Everybody's going to frown because the country is going down.
Yes. Joe apparently stepped outside today. We haven't got it yet, but he again basically said he was on the bridge at Selma. He was with the he was battling police dogs in Birmingham. He was with Schwerner and Cheney and Goodman and 63 or 64, I guess it was. He was everywhere. He was everywhere in the civil rights movement. He even marched with Mitt Romney and Martin Luther King in Detroit back in, what was it, 66 or 67? Mitt said he did, but he didn't. Just like Joe says he did, but he didn't.
You don't want to wear a mask in public. It's simple. Just carry around a bottle of Grey Poupon.
Oh, you know what? That's a good suggestion, because obviously if you have a bottle of Grey Poupon with you, you are sophisticated.
Howie, I think dogs could work as ticket agents. I have a portrait of like five dogs playing poker.
I used to have that
picture
too.
And one's even smoking a cigar.
And they're all drinking though too. That's one of my favorite pictures, the dogs playing poker. I wonder what happened to that photo, that picture. It's probably in my storage unit after I sold my house and moved to a condo.
at these times of crisis, whatever Biden is doing, America should ask, what would Corn Pop do?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
I tell you what, I'd rather have Corn Pop in the Oval Office right about now than Joe Biden. I'd rather have T-Bone in the Oval Office. I'd rather have Barack Obama's composite girlfriend in there than Joe Biden. They couldn't do any worse, could they?
Jen Psaki said Joe Biden doesn't have to wear a mask because he's the intellectual equivalent of a two-year-old.
I don't think you're being fair to two-year-olds.
Oh, man, Howie, I can't believe I ended up in the hospital. Reason I'm calling is to tell y'all I am not suicidal. Man, I shouldn't have joked about Hillary's emails. Oh, boy.
Mr. President, at what point does the penicillin begin to have no effect? When does your body become resistant to penicillin? That's just a question I've always wanted to ask you. Why didn't you ever release your medical records? What was in those medical records that you couldn't release?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On the weekdays, the Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line every day, every weekday, you can always go to Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages that we had that we didn't have room for. And Chopped Chumps are posted every evening around 7 p.m. every weeknight. And get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, fully supporting a dad's right to paternity leave on the birth or adoption of a new child. Families are the backbone of our country, but throughout history, generations of new fathers answered the call of duty during national crises. Just saying.
Well, there won't be any cheers for the Patriots at this year's Super Bowl, but hopefully there'll be plenty of cheers for Joe Biden. It would be the greatest Super Bowl ever.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-sized beds at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police dogs be used at airports to keep security lines moving?
Sorry, Mr. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the answer is no.
Who let the dogs out? 58% of the audience believes no, they should not.
It's turned around, hasn't it? Big switch from earlier today, now that people have been thinking about it. And that's no knock on dogs. It's not a well-thought-out idea, I don't think. 844-500-4242. All right. So Joe Biden, I don't think he was supposed to be outside today, but he saw some commotion outside the White House and he wandered out. And Dr. Jill was getting an award for being the Teacher of the Year or some such thing. And so he decided to tell a few more tall tales. Grandpa Simpson is in the house here with Joe Biden at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's hear it.
And he looked at me and said, Joe, you should run. I said, but I feel strongly about all these issues, but I got involved in the civil rights movement and the war. He said, Joe, you should do it.
This is one of the old journalistic cliches we always laugh about. Joe Biden is claiming he was urged to run. He had no intention. He was just going about his business. He was a very successful lawyer, having been almost thrown out of Syracuse University Law School for plagiarism. He was an extremely successful guy because he's a brilliant legal mind, in addition to all the other disciplines that he has mastered over the decades. He was urged to run. Okay. Anything you say, Dementia Joe.
Would you expect any less of a golden orator such as he?
No. We're going through all this stuff to see if there's anything else. Do we have a little bit more about his time in the civil rights movement, or is that it?
That was all he mentioned for now. Matt's combing through it.
Okay. We'll have more as we go along. John Katsimatidis is the owner of WABC, the big former the top 40 station. Now it's one of the AM talk stations in New York. But he also owns a couple of huge supermarkets. He's a billionaire, supermarket change, including D'Agostino's. He was interviewed today on Fox Business Channel because he is an expert on grocery stores, supermarkets. And here's what he said is going to happen with the prices in the next few weeks and months. Let's start with cut 36.
It's a little bit out of control, yeah, because nobody wants to be, how do they say it, behind the curve. And I'm concerned people are paying more.
Ugh, brings back memories of the 70s. You know, the price of a hamburger would go up 20 cents a pound. And the places where I hung out, they would raise the price of a hamburger 25 cents, even though it was like 3 ounces, you know, because no one wanted to be, as he put it, behind the curve. Cut 34.
I see food prices going up tremendously. They want to be ahead of the curve. And the way they're doing it is they're dropping all promotions. They are dropping low-moving items. In other words, if you have 10 different types of muffins, they're only going to sell the top three.
Yeah, you can already see that happening. You know, if you like off brands of anything, they're disappearing from the shelves. So then he's talking more about that this is John Katsimatidis. He's the owner of WABC and a couple of big supermarket chains in New York. He's been in the business his whole life. Cut 35.
And the same thing with Nabisco, and the same thing with Pepsi and Coke. They're not gonna carry Cherry Pepsi, maybe, or anything like that. They're gonna drop all promotions. They're gonna have their main products, and prices are going up. They're going up faster than anybody expected.
Cherry Diet Dr. Pepper is definitely on the chopping block, I would say. Can you still get Tab, or is Tab gone? I know Tab was kind of fading out. I think Tab has you've seen the last of that that proud diet cola from yesteryear. All these and you know, the thing is, I don't think they'll ever come back. They always say, oh, they'll come back. Once they get used to not selling something, nah, it doesn't come back. All right, we're going to be right back with Mark Krikorian talking about another Biden administration illegal alien scam. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to call us. Back in after he was president for two terms, and before he his mind was totally gone. I think President Reagan said that the biggest mistake he ever made was signing off on the 1986 Immigration Reform Act, because he was rolled, and he knew he was rolled. And he signed it. It included amnesty for all illegal aliens that were currently in the country. There were supposedly 3 million of them, in exchange for, among a few other things, a first-ever prohibition against the employment of those who try to come in the future. Prior to 1986, federal law explicitly permitted employers to hire illegal aliens. The employer was off the hook. So it was supposed to, you know, weaken the magnet of jobs, although I think welfare was the bigger magnet than certainly is today. But the objective was to protect American workers from competition. Well, guess what Joe Biden has done? Guess what Joe Biden has done? Joining us now is Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies, and he wrote a good piece on this for National Review Online. Mark, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what Joe Biden has done now.
Well, basically, while everything else was going on and nobody was paying attention, he essentially undid the deal that you had referred to, because that President Reagan signed. And, you know, it did turn out to be a bait and switch, but at the time, it seemed like a worthwhile trade. And the trade was amnesty for illegals who were settled here, had put down roots, in exchange for banning the employment of illegal immigrants.
And of course, the deal was a scam in every way, because suddenly all these illegal aliens who just they came across the border, got fake utility bills, et cetera, and claimed that they were settled in, and immediately went on the dole.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other show, frankly, that there was so much. Probably one out of four people who got amnesty did so fraudulently back in 86.
Right.
So what happened is, you know, over the years, enforcement sometimes has been good, sometimes has been bad. Under Trump, it was actually, you know, it was getting better. What Biden did is said that no longer is ICE allowed to raid work sites, and that all work site related enforcement, in other words, enforcement of the ban on hiring illegals, will only be in pursuit of exploitative employers. In other words, employers who are breaking other real laws is what it kind of amounts to, so that if they can, you know, get them on some immigration stuff as well, they see it as just kind of like going after Al Capone for not paying his taxes.
But as you
they've made clear that the point of immigration enforcement under Biden in this regard is only to protect illegal immigrant workers from being exploited, not to protect American workers from illegal competition.
Right. And as you also point out, that most of these illegal aliens on these job sites are working with the stolen or fake Social Security numbers or identification numbers of American taxpayers. So if someone stole my Social Security number and was using it, I mean, I would say I'm a victim. And if you and I use somebody else's Social Security numbers, we would, if we were caught, most likely be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, would we not, as American citizens?
Yeah, sure. And this is one more way that illegal immigrants are in fact a kind of protected or privileged class, in the sense that their massive, almost universal violation of federal laws against ID theft, ID fraud, tax fraud, etc., are just kind of shrugged off.
And welfare fraud, too.
It wouldn't happen for you or me.
Yeah,
probably that as well. Yep.
Yeah, every other day there's a successful prosecution of an illegal alien for welfare fraud in Massachusetts. I mean, I assume it's the same with the other 92, 93 jurisdictions for U.S. attorneys' offices. So you mentioned
at least they're getting prosecuted, though. I mean, you know, the problem is all the people who don't get prosecuted
You raise some really good points here. In 2017, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, conducted a mass audit of an industrial bakery in Chicago, forcing the employer to let go 800 mostly Mexican illegal aliens, which led to their replacement by American, mostly black workers. And, you know, as you said, the issue here was not that the illegal aliens were chained to their machines or being fed gruel. It was that their mere presence in the job market was the problem for Americans getting work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the same thing happened elsewhere. Tell us about the other places this happened. Same thing.
Yeah, this is all under Trump, mind you. There was very little of this before Trump. It happened sometimes, but not much. There was a whole bunch of chicken plants in Mississippi that got raided. That got in the news to some degree.
Yeah.
And what happened is the chicken plant owners had to find other people. So what did they do? They for instance, one chicken plant advertised in the nearby town, like the next town over.
Right.
But a lot of the people they wanted or that potentially could have worked for them didn't have cars. That's often a problem in more rural areas. So what did they have to do? Well, they had to go get a van shuttle because they didn't have any choice. So people who couldn't have gotten those jobs, mm-hmm. Americans, now were able to work at the chicken plants because the illegal immigrants had been removed.
Right.
And the plants had to, like it or not, they had to find ways of accommodating American workers.
And the people who drove the vans had to be Americans because they needed driver's licenses, so they got jobs. And the automobile dealerships that sold the vans to the chicken plants, they got sales, and they were able to hire more people. So it was a good thing for Americans in Mississippi. Not such a good thing for illegal aliens in Mississippi. Then there was a trailer manufacturer in Texas
that had a lot of illegal aliens. This was a raid, I forget what it was, 2018, I think, or 2019. 2018 is when it was. And there was another one. There was a meatpacking plant in Tennessee. Now, these guys were also, the meatpackers were kind of screwing the workers to some degree, the illegal workers, but they only got the details. They were only able to get the goods because they raided the plant for illegal aliens. Because if you don't do that, what are you going to do if you don't have evidence that you can get a warrant? Well, if you've got a tip that they're illegal immigrants, you can go in there. And then you got the illegal aliens. They've all committed a whole series of federal felonies,
right.
Not just immigration law violations, all kinds of felonies, stealing IDs, what have you. And then you can tell them, look, fellas, you're going to be able to walk on this if you rat out on the employer and give us some hard evidence so we can send them to jail. And that's the way you do it. It's like arresting the street dealers and lookouts in order to work your way up a drug ring.
Right.
But you've got to start somewhere, and raiding employers for immigration violations is the way you start to go after these kind of crooked employers.
Yeah, so now the employers have no reason to fear being busted, so they can just hire all illegal aliens if they want.
They can do that, that's for sure. Now, the administration is looking into, they've talked about, I'll see it when I believe it, coming up with a way so that if illegals rat on their employers, they can get some kind of work permit or something like that, reward them for it, which is not a bad idea if they follow through on it.
I doubt it.
But it's got to be more than just, the employer is locking the exit door, fire exit or something. In other words, mistreatment. It's got to be more
right.
Like, I'm an illegal alien. They knew I was illegal when they hired me. And, I took pictures and here it is. Go after them, arrest them, and give me a work permit.
How about the irony, though, that American workers are getting fired for not getting a vaccination, and illegal aliens are being told you can feel free to steal identities and with no fear of prosecution. I mean, it's so upside down. And I want to go, the kicker of your story is really good, too, that tell us what happened back in 1990 when Ted Kennedy and Orrin Hatch tried to push this through in that year.
In, In 1986, like I said, the deal, the bargain, was banning employment of illegals, which was legal before that,
right,
in exchange for amnesty. So in 1990, a few years later, everybody had gotten their amnesty, or at least they were in the pipeline. So everybody had gotten, all the illegals who were going to get legal had gotten it. So what Ted Kennedy did, together with Orrin Hatch, who was a Republican
from Utah, senator, yeah.
Yep, and National Council of La Raza. They all joined up, and this was all planned beforehand, tried to introduce legislation to make it legal again to hire illegal aliens, basically to Welsh on the deal.
And who stopped them?
The only reason they were stopped is Coretta Scott King wrote a letter, got some other black leaders to sign it, and said, no, this ban on hiring illegal immigrants is important for American workers in general, black American workers in particular, and you shouldn't repeal it. And that was the end of that. But the problem is they ended up winning anyway because Coretta Scott King is gone, but the ban on hiring illegals now under Biden has de facto been repealed, even though it's still technically on the books.
Wow. So she was against this illegal aliens taking jobs from America, just like Cesar Chavez, by the way, the head of the
absolutely.
Founder of the United Farm Workers Union. But he's gone, too.
Yeah, he's gone, too. And as a little plug, his birthday is March 31st, and it's a holiday in some states, California and other places. And it's kind of an open borders holiday. So what I've done is turned it into National Border Control Day. And have something about Cesar Chavez's, you know, opposition to illegal immigration. We've been having it go for a few years now.
Right, that's a good thing. Yeah, Mark Levin sometimes plays speeches that Cesar Chavez made about it. I just want to mention one more thing here before we let you go, Mark Kerkorian. We'll tweet out your column. It's a really good column. I'll have Jared do it from the National Review. This is from Monica Showalter in the American Thinker. Magda, Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion bill hands cash to illegals worth more than the actual per capita income of 74 countries. 74 countries. I mean,
yeah, it would be, yeah, it's definitely, there's provisions in there to give, some of the welfare provisions are for illegal immigrants as well as anybody else. So it ends up being a lot of money.
And especially those child care tax. So you just come in here and you just start having kids and you're an illegal alien and you got these anchor babies and you're getting paid $300 a month for each anchor baby you got. You don't ever have to work.
Yep.
It's just astonishing.
Only the kid needs a Social Security number, which they will if they're born here.
Yeah.
And it's we've estimated it's billions. I mean, it's I don't even have the number right in front of me, but it's a lot of money.
Wow. Mark Kerkorian from Center for Immigration Studies, that's CIS.org if you want to read up on it. And Mark's got a Twitter account you can follow. What's your Twitter account, Mark?
It's Mark S. as in Stephen, Mark S. Kerkorian.
Yeah, Kerkorian, Mark S. Kerkorian. Yeah, okay, Mark, thank you very much for being with us. And that was a great great column, and we will tweet it out so you can read it at your leisure. Thank you. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, usually on one of the early days of the week. Taylor gets it on Monday. I get it on Tuesday. It gives me a head start on meals and frees up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. What have you gotten recently, Jared?
I got some bulgogi meatballs tonight, Korean bulgogi meatballs. On the menu tonight. Yeah, their meatballs are, they have different varieties of meatballs.
Right.
They have the firecracker meatballs. They have the bulgogi meatballs. So you kind of get a good feel for different flavors, but at the same time, home style meals that you're familiar with. You know?
Right. And you don't have to go out of your way to get exotic seasonings and go into the supermarket and deal with all that. And
I still haven't been able to find shawarma spice in a supermarket. I can only get it through HelloFresh at this point.
Well, there you go. And you just get enough for the one dish, you know, or the one meal. And, you know, you only got a couple of people in the house. There's going to be more than enough stuff. You're going to have leftovers for a night or two, right?
Yeah, I take lunch the next day. It's great.
Yeah. So you're getting a lot of food for a good price when it comes right down to it. It's 30% cheaper than the grocery store is the way it comes out. So HelloFresh saves me and Jared and you both a trip and a buck. Plus, with farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make it for fast and no fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers, they have great cheese, by the way, or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for the parents and the kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot, pecan, biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We have probably the longest Joe Biden Grandpa Simpson story yet. I don't have time before the top of the hour.
So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time.
It's like that. But we'll get to that in the next hour, and we still got a lot of stuff to get to here. Pierre, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Listen, my name's Peter, but I'm using Pierre because I got a hot tip here. This is, you were talking about the Let's Go Brandon thing in Canada.
May we?
Well, I just got wind of Justin Trudeau's elaborate new scheme to resupply the financially deprived Canadian Armed Forces. Here's what he's going to do. At all NHL hockey games, he's going to get the fans to start chanting, "Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Paris! Let's go, Wacky Tabacky! Pasacky!" Anyway, the plan is he wants to provoke Biden into invading Canada. And then when he does, we're going to hide all the ice cream in the teleprompters.
Well, that's... What was that movie? It was a Peter Sellers movie, wasn't it? The tail. It wasn't the Wag the Dog. That was a later movie. But the original movie was about a country that decided to attack the United States because they wanted to get all the foreign aid. But I mean, you know, the thing is, Pierre. Unfortunately, for both Canada and the U.S., I think we are totally bust out. I mean, I think Canada has more though than we do at this point. Especially after, and it's only going to get worse. We just keep printing more money. The more money we print, the less it's worth. It's an amazing thing. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to care. And Pete Buttigieg and Mayorkas, all these people, nobody in that administration has ever had a job. You know, AOC has more work experience in the workforce. At least she was a bartender for a while in New York. All right, we'll be right back with the Grandpa Simpson story and much more on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.